Well, thank you for inviting me to come and speak today. Again, for those who don't know me, my name is Marcia Petticord, and I am a certified lay minister at First United Methodist Church of Princeton in the Northern Illinois Conference. And I think when I was here in Easter, I was almost at the certified lay minister, but now I am. Have been approved, and not only was I approved, I'm now on the board approving others, and I mentor certified lay minister students now, and I'm currently writing a curriculum to teach. My calling is pastoral care, so I'm currently writing a curriculum to teach people how to visit hospitals and nursing homes effectively. I got asked about a year ago by my doctor if I was ready to retire. It's like, no, I'm starting a new career. So, but I'm very happy to be here to share your pulpit today. Our scripture today is Luke 18, verses 1 through 8. And I like the version of the Living Bible, what it says this time. So I'm going to read that to you. One day, Jesus told his disciples a story to illustrate their need for constant prayer and to show them that they must keep praying until the answer comes. There was a city judge, he said, a very godless man who had great contempt for everyone. A widow of that city came to him frequently to appeal for justice against a man who had harmed her. The judge ignored her for a while, but eventually she got on his nerves. I fear neither God nor man, he said to himself, but this woman bothers me. I'm going to see that she gets justice, for she is wearing me out with her constant coming. Then the Lord said, if even an evil judge can be worn down like that, don't you think that God will surely give justice to his people who plead with him day and night? Yes, he will answer them quickly. But the question is, when I, the Messiah, return, how many will I find who have faith and who are praying? May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Amen. I always call myself a storyteller preacher, and I know you may have heard me say that before, but I love talking about Jesus and about his story. And it's always very interesting to me to take a parable or one of Jesus' stories and bring it to life by way of a sermon poem, which is what I'm going to give you today. I like the scripture and I found it interesting, but it's not very long. So as I present this sermon to you, please know that I've taken a little bit of poetic license to do so. One day, Jesus was talking to his disciples and shared a story to show how important persistent prayer is, no matter where you go. The disciples were a bit confused, as this kind of prayer was not done. Most praying was done in the temple, and it was chanting in unison. They'd seen Jesus withdraw in prayer, yet most times they didn't hear what he said. They knew he was talking to his Father, but they stayed back when he bowed his head. So for most Jewish people, this was a new thing. Praying all alone and directly to God. That was so unusual and different. The disciples must have found it quite odd. I mean, God, the big guy to Jewish people, usually came to you, not the other way. God used a burning bush or an angel. That was normal when God had his say. But the disciples could trust Jesus to tell them, so they listened to what he had to say. They knew Jesus would explain to them clearly, and he began his story straight away. You see, there once was a godless man who lived in a nameless city. He wasn't very nice to know. Somewhat abrasive, rather gritty. This guy, we don't know how or why they ever picked this man, and even if you looked really hard, you would find no one a fan. He was supposed to be a judge, impartial, compassionate, fair. But if you looked for those qualities in him, you'd find they weren't there. He didn't seem to care a bit whether you were rich or poor. When you came to him to determine what was right, he might just show you the door. His judgments were erratic. He's not righteous as he should. You'd think that he would do his best to be a representative for good. But if you believe that story, disappointed you would be. For he had no sense of right or wrong. He represented inequality. He didn't use good judgment, didn't ask for help from God. He seemed to be the only one who didn't find that odd. Daily he made pronouncements. Didn't matter guilt or innocence. He said just what he wanted to say. The height of incompetence. One day, a widow came to him. She wanted to have her say. She was being cheated by a merchant, but he wouldn't give her the time of day. He wouldn't even listen to her, despite the fact that she was right. She didn't get her day in court, so she decided then and there to fight. You see, back there in Jesus' time, a widow, according to the Jews, deserved special protection under the law, not this judge's inaction or abuse. So our widow kept on trying, followed him right to his house. She knew she deserved justice. She wouldn't act like a dormouse. She hobbled to his doorway and knocked at a rapid pace. When he opened the door and saw it was her, he slammed it hard right in her face. He expected her to disappear. But alas, he didn't know that she was determined to plead her cause, was this adamant widow. Each day when he came back from judging, he'd retreat back to his den. Inevitably, he'd be interrupted by that widow knocking on his door again. She followed him into the marketplace and cried out for him to hear. Simple justice was all she wished to have. It was all she wanted to hold dear. Each time his servants sent her away, she'd come back, causing a riot. He couldn't sleep. He couldn't eat. He just wanted some peace and quiet. Now the unjust man said to himself, I don't care about God or man, but this woman is driving me nuts. Every night comes that knocking again. I'm going to have to listen. Despite not wanting to, it looks like I owe her the justice she craves. I don't know what else to do. She's wearing me out as she badgers me. There's simply nowhere else to turn. I can't believe she's been so unyielding. So, an audience with me she's earned. The widow got her justice. And the judge may have learned that he can't just ignore one who is persistent and acts incessantly. As Jesus completed his story, he continued to teach folks there how important it was to pray unceasingly and expect their God to be there. For you see, even those who are corrupt, even those who don't judge right, are convinced to help when the cause is just, if you continue to ask day and night. Now, that doesn't mean you can ask God to give you a million or two. Frivolous prayers are inappropriate. There are things that you shouldn't ask God to do. But when you ask for things you don't need but want, not really to spiritually grow, you may ask many times and even fervently, but your answer is going to be no. But when seeking justice or for necessary needs, God says, ask and you shall receive. It's important to pray and continue to ask, and you will be given more than you believe. Finishing the story, our Savior wondered, knew he would eventually die and resurrect. When he came back to rebuild his kingdom, would he find persistent believers or get a reject? What is sad is our Jesus a wandering. If his disciples would continue to pray, or if all he taught them would fly out of their heads 5 minutes after he went away. But the good news is, they didn't falter. The disciples learned their lessons quite well. They took care of people, often persistent became, wherever their followers did dwell. Many years have come and gone since this story. What kind of Christians are we? Are we praying persistently when we see a wrong? Or are we praying frivolously? I think what our Savior is saying is that we need to stand for the right against what we think or even know is all wrong. Like the widow, we must stand up and fight. How many of us see hunger or sickness, homelessness, helplessness too? Often we don't know how to help them. Although we pray, we don't know what else to do. It may seem like they never can catch a break. Perhaps, like with that bad judge in olden days, those in need get pushed aside or forgotten. We must persist for them in so many ways. We must continue to be like Jesus, to act just like his hands and his feet, to not only pray for the downtrodden, but help them get shelter and good food to eat. We must be persistent, as this widow was, to stand up for ourselves, others too, cry out to God for his justice, not just with a prayer or two, but daily. Your prayers should be given to our God, morning, afternoon, night. If the prayer is for justice, God will answer. In God's time, God will do what is right. So, my friends, your faith will be rewarded. Your persistence in good prayers will ring true. If you trust in God and keep praying persistently, all good things will surely come to you. Amen.